Why is so much emphasis put on learning Gemara, and why is so much emphasis put on learning in Hebrew, Aramaic? Mastering halacha and hashkafa in English and putting it into practice requires very hard work, so I would also call that amelus. My point is that if our goal in life is to get close to God, and one gets close to God through knowing Jewish philosophy and halacha, and putting all that knowledge into practice, it seems like all the time and energy put towards building Hebrew and Gemara skills and learning non-practical topics should be pushed off until one has first mastered the practical topics and has applied them to his life. Anonymous from New York. Okay, the truth is that a person is supposed to spend most of his time learning Talmud after he gets initially the basis in all the other parts of Torah. However, a person has to master halacha, and he has to know Chumash and Tanakh. And however, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Resh Mem Vav, Yoredeya, Resh Mem Vav, Sif Dalet, you'll see that there's two considerations. And what a person should do in this world to get close to God is what God wants him to do, not what he thinks he should do. And since the Rabban Shalom wants us to learn what's called Talmud, and the benefits of that are that a person learning that and going through that thought process begins to think like the Rabban Shalom, like the Torah. And it mechaven daito ledas hamakom, that kind of learning. And it also enables one to be able to learn other things on his own and understand them properly. And if you learn in the original Hebrew or Aramaic, then the learning is much more meaningful because you can be medayik in the Lashon. When you learn from a translation, you're getting the understanding that the person who translated has, and not more than that. You can't then be medayik in every word or whatever. So there is an idea of learning Hebrew, Aramaic, so you can learn in the original. And there's an idea of learning the kind of learning that's called Talmud, that you get into you become conditioned to be able to know how to learn. So when you learn the philosophy and the halacha, you're learning it properly. So yes, there is definitely an idea to learn Gemara and to learn it in the original, and it's worth putting time into that. At the same time, the Nosei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch say that a balabos who doesn't know halacha yet and must learn halacha in addition to Gemara, and that would include Hashkafa, Musar, and so on. The more practical things have to be learned also. A person has to find a balance between the two, but not to totally neglect learning Gemara at the expense of only learning the other things.